Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those of you who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And again, welcome. I guess it's Wednesday, a couple of days after Valentine's Day. Now, tell me, guys. I know all of you listen to my show, and or at least the people that are up on my show listen to my show. So, you know, when I talked about Valentine's Day a while back, I said to myself, What are you doing for your guys? You know, Valentine's Day is not just for women. It's for men and women, right? I had one of the biggest debates at work, and it was about, you know, hey, take care of your guys. Come on, man. You take care of them on birthdays. You take care of them on Christmas. You take care of them on anniversaries. I mean, all the time, right? They take care of you on birthdays, on Christmas, on anniversaries. They take care of you on, you know, Mother's Day if you're a mother. You know, all that stuff. You take care of them on Father's Day when they're a father. I mean, why not Valentine's Day? Come on. What's the killer right there? You know? And all the guys that I talk to say, she didn't really do nothing for me. I wasn't expecting nothing. Why not? Come on, man. You know, it's an awesome day. It's for people that, who in love. Do something. Do something. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your realty needs, whether it's residential or whether you're buying or selling, let me know and I'll help you throughout the process from start to the time that you you're either handing off your keys because you're selling your home, or you're grabbing some keys because you're buying some a home. And I'll help you from start to finish, right? You guys can contact me by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. frankwilliams@kw.com. And all of you who get my text messages and my show notes every day, you guys know how to contact me. You can send me a personal note and say, hey, Frank, I'm trying to sell my house. I want to sell my house. The seller's market is off the, you know, just through the roof. The seller's market is through the roof. Now, the buyer's market, that's a whole different story, but the seller's market is just through the roof. So whether you're trying to buy, you're trying to sell, you know someone who's trying to buy, know someone who's trying to sell, let me help them. Let me help you. All right? FrankWilliams@kw.com. Send me an email. We'll talk. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, and you can just listen live. And if you'd like to leave a give your comment or give your opinion on the show, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I guarantee you, you on the air. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Here we go. Today's show is entitled, Why Would You Whisper That in a Woman's Ear? Why would you whisper that in a woman's ear? So, just thinking about what I said right there. Why would you whisper that in a woman's ear? What did that make you think about? Because that's how I wanted to title my show. I wanted to title my show so that it would help you, or it would say, man, what is he talking about? So why would you whisper that in a woman's ear? And my thing has always been, and I asked a couple of women, you know, what's the just rudest thing that someone has said to you or whispered to you in your ear? Because I see guys sometimes they'll, you know, be talking to a woman, and you're not far from them, and they'll kind of lean over and say something to her. Have you ever seen the reaction where he leaned over and said something to her, and then she like put her elbows up, like, man, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I saw that a lot in high school. You know, I saw that a lot in high school because, you know, when we were coming through high school, I mean, man. You say, not me now, not me, but you say, you know, you see some guys or know some guys that say some vulgar things to a woman. I mean, of course, they weren't grown women then, but in high school, but they were headed out of way, right? So they were young women. Let's say that. But why would you say why would you say that? And why would you whisper something like that in her ear? Say, Frank, what are you talking about? Why would I whisper what? Well, there's a lot of things that guys would whisper into a woman's ear. And you can't hear what he said. But man, based on the reaction or her facial expression after he said it, you're like, what did he say? You know, what did he say? And, you know, sometimes it's funny because you've seen it on TV where you know, the guy would go up to the girl at the bar and he'd say something and she'd throw a drink in her she'd throw a drink in his face, or she'd even, you know, slap him straight up, you know? I mean, I think the slap is far, you know, but, you know, I've seen that, you know? Or a guy would go up to a woman and say something to her at the bar to make her react where she want to slap him in the face. And pow, she slap him in his face. Or she grab someone's drink and dump it in his face, dump it on his head. Because he said something. Now, I don't know how true this is. And you guys may not believe it, but, you know, you never know. But as I was trying to gather some material for the show, I asked the young lady, I said, you know, what is the worst thing that a guy has whispered in your ear? And this girl's a waitress, you know, part-time waitress. See, I can accept this from a full-time waitress, because she's there, you know, like 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day. But a part-time waitress that's only there maybe 4 hours, maybe 3 hours, wouldn't expect it from her. But this is what she said. She said, "Frank, this white guy." Of course, she's a black woman, but she said, "This white guy." And kind of forgive me, guys, if I got some young listeners out there, but this is a public show, but it's the internet show, and it's my show. But she said, this white guy, one of her customers in the restaurant, asked her, "Does she pee milk?" And what I'm saying is, you know, when she urinate, does she pee milk? And I was like, you know, hey, come on now. I mean, I'm 57 years old. I done heard some things, right? I done heard some things. I done seen some things. I done, you know. But do you pee milk? And she asked him. She said, "What does that mean?" And he said that when a white man ejaculates in her, that's what she'd pee out. Okay, so come on, man. Why would you say that to a woman? Much less, I mean, and he wasn't close like that where he was whispering in her ear. He was, you know, at a table. She was standing up over him as a waitress. Why would you do that? Because, and the reason I ask that is because I don't know if thinking that what I'm going to say right here, and y'all know what I said, is what I'm going to say right here, or what I am going to say right here, and this is what he was confident about, is that this line about do you pee milk, that line right there is going to conquer it, everything. I mean, when I tell her that, oh, my God. We you know, she gonna want to go out on a date. We're going to go out on a date. Then we're going to... We're gonna have fun. Then next day, you know, we're gonna meet. I'm gonna, you know, she's gonna be taking me to her place, and then meeting her parents, and then all that. Come on, man. The first thing out of your mouth to her, which I don't think you just say that to anyone, right? I don't think you just say that to anyone all the time. I'm sure he see a lot of women. I'm sure he see a few waitresses here and there. I'm sure he goes out to eat every now and then, see a waitress here and there. Now, if she was someone that he's attracted to, and I think that's the deal. You know, you say those kind of things to women whom you're attracted to as a means of, you know, getting what you're after, right? Some women fall for it, most don't. But that's your game, right? So, hey, so be it, if that's your game. But, you know, I don't think you're going to be very successful at that game if you're trying it that way. You walk up, you know, the first time you meet a woman and you're gonna tell her, ask her if she pee milk. And you don't ask all these other waitresses that. So, obviously, I guess you're attracted to her some kind of way and you think that this is going to work for you. It's going to make sense. Oh, Frank, you so God. Oh, my God, how could you say that? I can't believe you said that. And because you said that, man, I'm, you know, let's go have dinner. Let's do lunch. Hell no. And you know, another one. That, you know, another rude thing to say to a woman in her ear, maybe not in her ear, but, you know, do you want to have sex? Do you want to have sex? Do you want to lay down together and screw together? I don't know you from the man in the moon. But my mom used to say, I don't know him from the man in the moon. You don't know a man in the moon. I don't know you. But you're asking me to lay down with you and let you get all that personal with me? Come on, man. Why would you say that? Why would you say that to a woman? And like I said, obviously, you know, you're wanting to be with her. I guarantee you, 17 times out of 17 and a half times, you're not going to get that date. You're not going to get that woman. I guarantee you that. Prove me wrong. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me, guys. Talk to me. There are people up on the show. I know you guys have some comments, opinions, or something. I know there's some men out there who have had some things said to them. That's been whispered in their ear over the years. I know it is. And I know it's some women right now that are listening to my show, some women that are up on the show right now that's had something bad said to them in their ear. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. Yeah, these guys come up and lean over in the ears, you know, yada, 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 yada. Then she threw up that guard. We're like, man, what's wrong with you? Get out of here. How could you say that to me? That's all I'm saying, guys. How can you say that to that woman? Especially if you're trying to get next to her. Now, again, the number 516-531-9483 is going to call into the show. Let's talk. Now, the Super Bowl has come and gone, right? We got the NBA All-Star Game coming up this weekend. And I'm sorry I lost a couple of listeners right now, right there, but okay. but you got the NBA All-Star Game coming up this weekend. Something special about this weekend and this NBA All-Star Weekend. I don't know if you guys are planning on taking a look or whatever at the NBA All-Star Game this weekend, but something special is going to be there this weekend. And it's going to be 75 of the NBA's all-time greatest players. They're going to showcase them at halftime of the NBA All-Star Game. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to miss that. I really don't. You know, I don't want to miss that. That's going to be a great thing, great game. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be good to see all the old players and see how they, you know, work and, you know, see how they look. And a lot of them have been just, they retired and poof, they were gone. I don't know if I'd like to be poof and gone, but, you know, I don't want to be all out there either. People are going to know who I am in my community and all and this and that, but I don't know if I want to be all over TV and things like that. That's kind of scary. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see ya. Come on. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your foot and make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisted like a stir fry.